Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I will start by making the disclaimer that if you were here for Pastor Baldinger's sermon, the way he started his a couple of weeks ago, what I have to share with you, at least at the beginning, may be a little uncomfortable, may make you think a little bit. The law is pretty stark in our Romans passage today, and so I want to let you know that you're going to hear that, and it's going to be full-throated. But the gospel is just as sweet if you will have ears to hear it and to receive it. I'm reminded of the movie A Few Good Men and that courtroom scene that everybody understands and remembers. Even if you haven't seen the movie, you know the scene that I'm about to. I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. And that actually is the truth of God's word. We cannot handle it in our sinful human nature, wants to rebel against what the truth is. And especially as Americans, I think that this passage is difficult to hear as it was intended. But don't be alarmed, it was difficult in that day too. Where Paul lets us know something, and it goes against almost all of our sentiments as Americans of independence and freedom and rugged individualism. Now, those things can be good in measure. And as we sit between two holidays, one Juneteenth, where our nation remembers the end of slavery, and as we look forward to July 5th, where our nation remembers its independence from England, I think it's no surprise that God would put this passage in Romans for our lectionary reading. Because the truth is, all of us are slaves. Every single one of us. Now, some of you are thinking maybe, well, yeah, that's what we were freed from. We were freed from slavery. Not quite. Yes, we were freed from slavery to sin, death, and the devil by Jesus. But that doesn't mean that we are freed from being slaves. You see, if we are just free to be slave, freedom from slavery to sin, and set free to be our own man, which is something that we really, really desire, to be the own boss of our lives, that just puts us right back into slavery, into sin. You see, a man who is free unto himself ends up doing the things that our nation does that we see all around us. Freedom for pride in things that God calls an abomination. Freedom to run after money and to make that our God. Freedom to run after the things that we want for ourselves and not thinking about those who are around us. Putting others as more important to ourselves. No, we are not free from slavery. We are free from slavery to sin and to death and to the devil. And so that's why Paul tells us, therefore, let not sin reign in your mortal bodies to make you obey its passions. For sin will have no dominion over you since you are not under law, but under grace. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are the slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin which leads to death or of obedience which leads to righteousness, Paul writes. You see, Paul doesn't give us an option outside of slavery. You are either a slave to sin or a slave to righteousness. Now, our human sinful minds cannot comprehend this idea of slavery being a good thing. It sounds hard to hear that. I know. I preached this sermon to myself first. I don't like it any more than you do. You mean I have to give up my own will? My own desires? The things that I want to do in life? You mean I have to go stand in front of a whole bunch of people and actually preach these words? But like Jeremiah in our text today from the Old Testament, if I don't tell you the truth, there would be a burning fire within me that would compel me to tell you this truth. And so I have to say it because it's God's word. And as we think about this and contemplate this, the other thing that comes to mind too is the recognition that, well, if this is what we're called to be and do, I don't see myself measuring up to that. I don't know, maybe you have better luck with it. Maybe righteousness is easy for you. But I got a feeling that you're here because it's not. Because you know how difficult it is to live a Christian life. Thanks be to God that you who were once slaves to sin have become obedient from the heart. You see, Jesus does something for us that we cannot do for ourselves. Jesus was obedient all the way to the point of death. Think about that for a moment. That the Lord of all creation, the one whom everything was made by, decided to become obedient like a slave, even to the point of death. The death that he died on the cross was a death of a slave, a death of a rebellious one. And yet he willingly suffered that for me and for you. And because he was willing to do that, God has raised him from the dead. And every one of us that believe in him and confess his name, Jesus will confess before his Father in heaven. Notice also in this passage from Matthew, our gospel text for today, where it's talking about the sparrow sold for a penny, and not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. Throughout the rest of the text, he says, my Father. But here, right there in the middle of it, he lets us know that God in heaven is your Father too, who loves you, who cares for you, who wants to give you all good things. And he wants to bring you into his kingdom. And he has done that through baptism, something that we'll get to see later on in the late service. And you know, it's okay. You're here for early service, and that's great. You can stay for the late service if you want to see that baptism too. That's okay. You can double dip. It's all right. You can be, let me back up. Sorry, this is one of those sermons that I should have written down that I'm doing from my head. We recognize here in Matthew that God is our Father and that He loves us. So we don't have to be afraid of this idea of being a slave in His kingdom. Because in His kingdom, it's a good thing. It leads to righteousness. It leads to sanctification. It leads to eternal life. This is a good gift that He gives us. Jesus says that to take heart, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You see, in God's kingdom, He's an easy taskmaster. He gives us the tools that we need to do the things that we need to do. But then more than that, He gives us grace and forgiveness over and over and over again. When we cannot measure up to His demands, He fulfills them for us, and then He gives us the strength to get up and do things over again. Ezekiel talks about where God says that He will take our heart of stone and gives us a heart of flesh. And that's how we can be obedient from the heart, is when God gives us that new heart. And He's done it in baptism. He's already done that for you. He's put His Spirit within you. All we have to do is receive those good gifts and trust Him in faith that He is doing what He said that He would do. And that Jesus is who He says He is, that He's not just a good teacher, but that He is Lord, and that we will live in His kingdom in righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as He is risen from the dead. That's His promise to us, that we are part of His kingdom and that He will love us and take care of us, and that not only in this time, but in eternity, and that on the last day, all of these things which are evil and bad and wrong and weigh us down, they will be no more. Death will be abolished, and life and peace will rule the day in His kingdom. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.